Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Uncommon Sense, the most uncommon place on the internet where we question everything and we learn together. I am your host, Billy the Kid, and...
I'm Uncle Butch. Welcome back, everyone. All of our uncommoners out there, we love you, and thanks for the support.
And before we get started...
Owls and aliens, baby.
Go see them.
Yes, you must go see them.
All right, that's the promos for the day.
They're on tour right now.
Yes, they are.
All the best. I'll be safe out there. We love you.
I was going to try to make it over and see them spontaneously, but I was broke. Welcome to America. We're all broke.
Right.
Shoot.
I can't even afford to pay attention.
What?
I see I'm not the only one.
What's happening? What's going on with you guys today?
So, welcome back. We want to know what's happening in your lives. Any kind of changes, any kind of significant changes in your life, even the small changes. If it's anything in the positive, we wish you the best.
And I want to know what weird news you guys see. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What? Strange what news do you come across?
Are you seeing?
You know, is it whether it's from, you know, here in Oregon or somewhere else on the West Coast or somewhere else in America, right. Somewhere else in the world?
Yeah, that's right.
We want to know the uncommon news, because it's in the uncommon news that you're going to find the real tangible stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The things that you can actually relate to that nobody else is talking about,
right.
But it's important not only for whatever community it's discussing at the time,
right.
But how could it affect your community? Could it affect your community? If it's happening in America,
it could.
It's coming to a city near you, yeah. You know? So
it's just that simple.
I want to know the oddities that are happening across the country, because unless we really look at our own local symptoms, shall right. we say, how can we diagnose the actual disease that right. has infected America?
Yeah.
And how can we find solutions to that? I'm not here to treat the symptoms, okay? I want to treat the disease.
Yeah, we need to cure it. We don't need to treat it. And that means a certain thing is a cancer on society, we need to eliminate
part of that starts with supporting local everything.
Yeah,
you know, small town everything, not just small towns, not just local. Start with local, but you know, small time.
Yeah,
support the little man, otherwise he ain't ever gonna be able to grow.
Exactly. And we talked about that on a video we just released right before going live.
Yep.
Where this is our second show for today. Our first show, we was talking about Oliver Anthony.
Yes, sir.
And how he became, you know, he was a small-time artist.
He, not 5 days ago.
Town, small time.
He wasn't
all that well known.
You know,
he's only had
virtually
like
40-some
videos out. Mm-hmm.
And they're all like recorded on his phone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, but he, you know, he did a song that went viral overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And we covered
it. I watched it the first day, like I said, because it popped up, because I was already subscribed to Radio WV.
Right.
Radio Wave, but it's, the YouTube name is Radio WV.
Right.
So if you look it up, that's what, you know, that's the name of the channel. But right now, all you got to type in is Oliver Anthony, and poof, there he is. Because in the last 5 days, he's gotten almost 7 million views now. And it's still going up.
Yeah.
It's at 6.7 as we speak.
I recommend watching Richmond over north of Richmond.
Richmond north of Richmond.
Yes, Richmond.
Oh, I forgot to put Richmond. The video link in the description. I'll go back and do that later. Put the link to his video.
Yeah, we'll put the link to
his video in our description. I put the link to our reaction in the comments a minute ago.
All right, good deal.
So anyway, that's all down to there. All right, what was our first thing here?
And we got a couple of viewers that are with us right now.
Do we?
Yeah.
Right. Are you sure it's not just me?
I think it's us.
It probably is.
We need more viewers. We need more engagement.
Yeah, we need you guys to join us live.
Right. If there's a topic you want to talk about, or if there's a suggestion you have for our show, leave it in the comments below. We're on
Facebook. Get offended. You guys can send criticism. Us memes. You can send us topics, whatever. You know?
Yep.
Just send it to us. Put it in the comments. Put it in our...
I got something, so... Hopefully, there will be a different venue here in the short time future for the studio. So we might have a little larger quarters to operate within. I won't have to be hitting my knees on this desk anymore.
Right? Grab my knees up against this TV we haven't figured out what to do.
Yeah, the TV's... I think the TV will go in the studio and I'll hook it up.
Yeah, I'll actually be able to use it.
Yeah, I'll
use it. That'd be cool.
Oh, yeah. I got a cable inside.
Somewhere?
Inside. I got a cable inside that will allow us to hook up the TV to the graphics card that we have on the computer.
Alright, so our main thing here, we're going to kind of go over what we've got on our Facebook right now. I just scrolled down to this one, but read the meme, it's important.
Yeah.
Alright, moving on.
Moving on.
Side note, you know. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have seen this. I'll be honest. This chick, she's starting to kind of annoy me, mainly just because, like, I started watching her reactions to music and stuff back when she was a really small channel.
Okay.
And now her channel's kind of exploded, and she just kind of reminds me of everybody else now with their commentary.
No.
So...
I'm sorry, you guys, but from what... those that are just joining... Those who have been with us for a long time have known that what you see is what you get.
If you don't like it, you can change the channel.
You can change the channel. But we are who we are. We've gotten more views lately than we have in a long time.
And it's really just putting our own stuff out there. It's not like...
No, we're still Billy and Uncle Butch.
Mm-hmm. We are who we are.
Sorry. We are who we are. Take us or leave us.
Yep. Just saying. We're stuck in our ways, too.
Yeah, I am. Very much so.
Anyways, that all said, you know, there's channels like hers that I want to keep supporting, but it gets kind of frustrating when you're saying the same thing every Benny Johnson out there is saying.
Yes.
You know, like... We all know this, we all feel that, but can you bring something new to the table? You know?
Yeah.
And the angry reactions, it too. Like, yeah. She's gotten angrier. And that just kind of bugs me because you're just feeding the wrong emotion that we need in America.
Right.
We don't need to be angry, we need to be hopeful, and we need to be aware. you know?
There's a lot of talk about pride lately. And I wanna say something, you know, I'm part of the pride movement, the American pride movement,
mm-hmm.
because I believe in America.
But don't forget, too, that pride, too much pride.
Too much pride.
Is a sin.
Yes.
Which, there's some weird activist group that has, like, way too much pride.
Yeah. I wonder.
Anyway, I'm sure we'll think of it.
We'll think of it.
Just let us know in the comments.
If you can think of it, let us know in the comments down below.
I mean, we're a little out of the loop, you guys. anyway, all right, so let's go ahead and check this out. Butch hasn't seen this one either, I don't think. This.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
Wait.
What?
Wait, what did he just say?
Say.
But look, I come from Chicago, so I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have to. You know, whenever people are in power, they're, you know, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction. Well, I tell you what, it.
Did you really just say what I think you said?
Yeah, we should, I want to look up the actual video on that. What does it say here? It
says,
Election fraud 2008, all right. We need
campaign to... 2008 C-SPAN.
All right. So, I think we need to look up the actual original video because, you know, they have that AI.
Obama, yeah, campaign. Oops. Wait, was I doing that right?
AIN.
Yeah.
AIGN.
GN. 2008 C-SPAN.
Voting machine. Spell it.
If I can use my hands.
They're a little tired and worn out. They've been used a lot lately. That's from National
Rock. I do yard work, everyone. Okay, I don't want to give you weird ideas.
How long is that? Alright, voting machine. Well, yes.
It says cspan.org. Yeah. So, hold on a second,
let's check it out.
Cspan.org.
Alright, here we go. That's the video.
That's it. That's the video right there.
Let's play it. And...
Hello?
I would just like to know what you can say to reassure us that this election will not be rigged or stolen.
That was it?
Huh. And he had to turn away. Let's take a look at that one.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
Wow.
Hmm.
So I believe he actually said it.
Is that the same one we just tried to click on up there? Let's try it. Why not?
Let's see.
I would just like to know what you can say to reassure us that this election will not be rigged or stolen.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
So now is he accusing Republicans of cheating?
But look, I come from Chicago.
He's not only accusing or putting out the possibility that
he's
Republicans are cheating,
but
he's also admitting the Democrats are in control of the machine.
Right. And he's also admitting that those that are in power want to keep that power.
Mm-hmm. Sound like an oligarchy?
That was in 2008.
Isn't that like an oligarchy thing?
Yeah.
That's
15 years ago.
Yeah. No wonder they were so mad in 2016.
Right.
America! Okay.
America.
So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have to.
Oh. There he was actually saying it.
He was actually saying, this is on C-SPAN, folks.
Let's play that again.
So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have to.
Well.
You know, whenever people are in power, they're, you know, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
Yeah. Obama said it.
They have this tendency to want to stay in power.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, till things in their direction.
That's why we've got to have.
That's why we got to have.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's a good thing, you know, Democrats.
That's why we got to have mail-in voting.
Mail-in voting. Oh, jeez.
Just
that's saying. Another segment altogether.
Yeah. Okay, so there was that one, and we looked that up for you guys.
Yeah.
It's not just some AI-generated thing. All right, next. Here
this,
we go.
I seen this, and I have to tell you, this.
It's heartbreaking.
It made me angry.
Yes.
Very angry. And,
if it's happening in Louisville, Kentucky, where else is it happening?
Yeah.
If I found out this was happening in Southern Oregon.
Locally? Yeah.
This is something to riot over, okay? I'm just putting that out there.
Yeah.
This is something that people need to get angry about.
Right.
Okay.
Especially all these younger generation that's screaming, well, Medicare is for, or medical should be for everyone. It should be socialized. And everyone should have equal access to medical. Yeah.
First of all, they don't really know what they're talking about.
No.
Okay. But we already pay taxes for things like medical care for the elderly.
Yeah.
Social Security and everything like that.
Yes, we do.
So for those who are elderly and living in poverty or may have found themselves homeless,
right,
can have the care that they need when they need it.
Right.
Because the rest of America
has split it has bill.
Exactly. We have paid it forward.
Yes.
To help those in need.
Yes, we have.
That is what our taxes are supposed to be doing.
Right.
One of the many, many things our taxes are supposed to be doing.
Right. Not to slide an extra
and right here,
$1 million contract to your buddy.
And sending more tanks to Ukraine.
Right.
Pence. So, that's something else to get angry about.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he don't care about this stuff happening.
No, he don't care.
He cares about whether or not we can send tanks to Ukraine. What's that?
Close caption. You can take that off.
Oh, okay.
Disturbing scenes on our streets, triggering calls to the WAVE troubleshooters, alleging patient dumping by local hospitals. Two different $2 million plus patient dumping jury verdicts recently in Kentucky caught our eye. But what really got our attention was where calls to our newsroom led us when we began following up on the complaints. This story begins December 1st at 5 p.m. with a phone call to our newsroom from a horrified University Hospital employee claiming security.
Hospital employee.
Yeah.
This isn't someone that just drove by and suspected something.
Right. This is reported by a hospital employee.
I just wheeled a woman all the way out to the corner of Hancock and Ali. Just
let's back that up just a little bit.
University Hospital employee claiming security had just wheeled a woman all the way out to the corner of Hancock and Ali, just off hospital property, dumped the elderly woman out of the wheelchair on the sidewalk, and left. Minutes later, we shot video of her, still in a soiled hospital gown and slippers, breathing hard under a blanket placed over her in 36-degree weather, her stuff in a bag next to her. The employee claimed she sees this a lot. So I started watching, and on December 16th at 7 p.m., 35 degrees outside, I record.
So he did an undercover sort of type investigation.
Right.
And went to see for himself what a real journalist is supposed to do, what is going on.
Yeah.
And this is what he found.
Yep.
Three security guards surrounding an elderly woman with a walker, slowly escorting her out of the emergency room. She can't move fast. It takes several minutes to make it all the way to the same corner of Hancock and Ali. After they have her across the street, off the hospital property, the security guards turn around and go back. When they clear, I catch up to her and she says she can't breathe.
They told me that I could not stay on the premises.
Amen.
Were you in there as a patient?
Well, I needed to be a patient because I'm sick.
What's wrong with you?
I've got COPD. I got diabetes.
So they wouldn't even treat you?
The doctor talked to me for 1 minute.
And they told you what?
That I had to leave.
What reason did he give you?
But he didn't give me a reason.
She tells me she's homeless.
Go ahead. I've got to go because I'm hurting. I'm in pain.
I was in a car crash.
So, she's homeless.
Right.
So she has no insurance.
Right.
So they just turn her away. Mm-hmm. What kind of real doctor turns away a patient in need?
None. Because a real doctor abides by his Hippocratic Oath.
Mm-hmm.
And the first line says, do no harm.
So, they're not real doctors.
They're not.
You know,
they're just in there for money.
Assets to the corporation. But
they're just another cog in the machine.
Mm-hmm. And they sent that poor, elderly, homeless woman back out on the streets.
In the cold.
When she already had COPD, diabetes, and she couldn't breathe. She probably has pneumonia.
Yeah. She probably does.
This could be anyone.
This could be your mom.
Your grandma.
Your grandma.
Your aunt. Your uncle. Yeah.
Someone's daughter. Someone's sister.
And someday, you're going to be that old.
Mm-hmm.
We're all going to be that old someday.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's true. Some of us a little sooner than others.
Some of us are that old right now.
Yeah.
Like me, I'm 81.
Yeah.
Again.
Oh.
I'm in pain.
I was in a car crash and it completely shattered my hip and pelvis. Right here, I got like 30-something screwed.
Matthew Hopper and his mother claim a similar story. They met us in front of Wayside Mission in the spot where they say he was dumped in October.
Anywhere. And they said, well, we can't find a...
This was 12 days ago.
Right. Wow.
Rehab right now.
Linda Hauber said when Norton Hospital told her they had a room lined up for Matthew at Wayside, she checked it out.
I called Wayside Christian Mission.
This is crazy.
Just to confirm, and they said no. They said we can't do that. We can't. You know, they have beds and they help him find jobs and stuff, but we don't take medically needy people. We don't do that. And
then she says she had a conference call with the hospital staff.
The social worker said, we're going to take him to a shelter. And I said, which one? And they said, Wayside Christian Mission. And I said, well, I know that's not true because I called them and they don't take him. And then the lady said, the social worker said, well, that's history. Let's think of something else.
Hauber says the next day, her son was unloaded from a transport vehicle on the curb in the rain on Jackson Street in front of Wayside.
They've dumped my garbage. I have to put it out to the curb. That's how they dumped my son, like garbage.
Linda Hauber said she was in no shape to care for him at home, and she died after this interview.
They put all the stuff on the sidewalk over there. They dump them all over here on the sidewalk and get back in that vehicle and get out of here just as fast as they can.
Wayside staffer Perry Lane helped Matthew out of the...
Wow. Now, this is what gets me so angry.
It's freaking heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah. How could somebody do that to another human?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
How can you sleep at night knowing that you did that to another human?
Right.
How can you convince...
Justify it.
Yeah.
Saying, well, it's just my job. Get another job.
And it's just my job. That's what the Nazis said too.
Right.
I was just following orders.
Yeah.
And the Nuremberg trials said, that's not good enough. Nope.
You're just as guilty.
Yep. Of course, meanwhile.
Yeah. So what's this guy helped the other guy?
So this guy helped that other guy out of the rain and whatnot.
Right.
When they dumped him here at Wayside.
Okay.
fast as they can.
Wayside staffer Perry Lane helped Matthew out of the rain and says he witnesses the same kind of thing dozens of times per year from hospitals as far away as Kentucky. He says they're often lied to about the medical treatment they'll receive at the shelter.
What's the worst physical shape you've seen somebody in who was dumped? This guy here was pretty bad.
Paralyzed. People that can't walk. That are totally relied on a wheelchair. Take them out, put them in the wheelchair, throw all their stuff on the and take off.
Wayside's chief operating officer, Nina Mosley, tells me it's not uncommon. She says they're not trained medically, and sometimes they take patients right back to the hospitals.
How can you dump people? These are human beings. How can you just dump them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'll bet you they have a similar situation that we do around here.
Mm-hmm.
They have one hospital.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
And it's so unbelievably controlled by Big Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
And they've monopolized your entire community. You can't find a doctor outside of that hospital.
Right.
And I'll bet you it's the same way with this one.
You know what?
And even if there's two hospitals, they're both doing the same thing. Lord help us. Anyway.
And leave them. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's unhuman, man.
We detailed these incidents with dates and times to both Norton and University Hospitals. Norton Healthcare Senior Vice President Renee Murphy responded in an email that says, in order to safeguard the privacy of patients and in compliance with HIPAA, we are not permitted to discuss specifics regarding...
Of course you're not. Of course you're not. There's your great excuse for everything. Well, we can't discuss it. Because it violates stupid blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Regarding a patient's case, there are several details to this case that may not have been communicated to you by the family. As Mr. Hauber has not signed a HIPAA release of information form, we will not be able to share those details with you. University Hospital Public Relations Director David MacArthur replied, they appear to be working on behalf of U of L Hospital. Unfortunately, the images that were provided by WAVE do not reveal enough information to track down additional details or identify whether the individuals on either day sought care from any of our team. What is heartbreaking for U of L Health staff is that we often encounter situations where patients need assistance beyond medical care. As the community's safety net hospital, the challenges are particularly even more acute when providing health care to the unhoused population of Metro Louisville. Community resources are limited, and even when they are available, many individuals that may benefit from those resources still refuse assistance.
Oh, so what they're saying is that if they refuse assistance, that's why they were escorted off the property.
Why did they go there if they were refusing assistance?
Right. I'm going to have to call BS on this one.
Yeah. 100%.
This 100% BS.
The Emergency Medical Treatment and Labor Act, known as EMTALA, was passed in 1986 as a federal anti-dumping law. It mandates patients who present to a hospital emergency department must undergo an appropriate medical screening examination by a physician to determine whether they have an emergency medical condition. If they do, they must be stabilized and treated, and an appropriate transfer may take place to another facility with adequate capabilities.
Juries take the hospital's obligations to treat emergency patients very, very seriously.
Attorney Hans Poppe knows that firsthand. He won a $2.3 million patient dumping verdict, most of that in punitive damages, after his client, who was coming to a Lexington hospital by ambulance with a cardiac emergency, was turned away and directed to another hospital.
Juries don't like to punish hospitals.
There aren't many verdicts in Kentucky history favoring plaintiffs in alleged patient dumping cases, but this one is interesting. A $1.5 million verdict awarded in Fayette County to a difficult patient with a history of ER visits, dumped by a hospital, rolled outside in a wheelchair with taxi fare, and hours later, the man was dead of an untreated ulcer. After being reversed on appeal, another jury socked the hospital for $1.45 million.
So what that tells us is if a jury hears a case and they believe that there has been an EMTALA violation, where a patient has been dumped or abandoned by the hospital, they really get upset.
Dude, like, I'm worthless, man. We're throwaway. We're garbage, you know?
That's literally what it says.
Yeah.
Is that they're just auction society.
Need to watch the rest of it.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And like you said, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's also, it makes me angry. Angry at people that would have the audacity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just,
how could you do that to someone?
Right. These guys that,
people have no actual understanding. So many people, I should say, have no actual understanding or compassion anymore. No real depth in their mind or their soul.
They don't.
As to, like, there's not even words, you guys.
Right.
Okay. Moving on a little bit here. Speaking of, there's not really words for stuff. It's not really words for the idiocracy of the way everyday liberals vote.
Yeah.
You guys voted for this. You don't even realize it, but you voted for it.
Yep.
And not only are you feeling the consequences in Northern Oregon, but we're feeling them down here.
Yep.
I'm watching this junk. I mean, it's seeping out into the hills, bro.
Yeah. I know, if they want to do whatever they want to do, that's up to them. Keep it in their own house.
Yeah.
Don't spread it to mine.
Yeah. Keep your garbage in your own yard.
Yeah.
Okay, so
what's going on here?
Let's see what's going on in Portland.
Portland police are trying to track down Fox 12's most wanted after a woman was violently attacked near a MAC station.
And tonight, she's reliving those terrifying moments as we get a closer look at the suspect behind the assault. Fox 12's Jeffrey Lindblom joins us now live from the MAC station in Southwest Portland where this attack happened. Jeffrey?
Pete and Nora, we're across the street from Providence Park here at a MAC station where that woman says a man ran up to her from across the railway here. And video shows him coming up to her and throwing a heavy metal water bottle right at her face.
I got hit and fell to the ground, was knocked unconscious. It was hurled pretty hard. It happened really fast.
He threw that full force at her face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's just casually walking, minding her own business.
Right.
And he is crazy and out of it, you know, but that's okay. It's totally okay for him to be crazy and out of it because it's legal to do that now.
In Portland.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. In Portland.
And if you get caught doing anything, you just get slapped on the wrist and mm-hmm. let go. So you can go do it.
They can have hard drugs in their pocket. There's Narcan vending machines on every corner. They can go to whatever little stations and get all their paraphernalia for their crack and their, you know, well, you need a pipe, you need a,
well, you need, I got it for you.
You need a spoon? You need like a syringe or something? Some foils?
Can you imagine that, a vending machine with a little rectangle of foil already pre-bent?
That's basically what they got. Yeah. I mean, that's basically what they got.
Yeah.
Just, here you go. And they're wondering why, oh no, why is this stuff happening? Why would that man do that? Maybe because he's out of it. His brain is fried. He's homeless because no one wants to deal with him. Mm-hmm. Or he was probably shipped from Montana or something.
Yeah.
Because that's been recorded.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen that, check out PDX Portland.
Yep.
On Instagram. Oof, she got a lot to catch you guys up on. Just saying.
It's kind of out of nowhere.
Dr. Mary Constantino.
Kind of out of nowhere? No, it was out of nowhere. Let's rewatch that, actually.
And fell to the ground, was knocked unconscious. It was hurled pretty hard. It happened really fast, kind of out of nowhere.
Dr. Mary Constantino says she was walking to her car last Friday night when she was attacked by the man you see on your screen. Police describe him as being in his 20s or 30s, wearing a dark hoodie with a white logo and black pants. Last seen heading east on Yamhill Street.
If she could could have seen this coming. She would have taken this person on, and my money would have been on her. But she didn't see it coming.
Kristen Olsen describes her friend Dr. Costantino as the athletic one in their friend group.
I wouldn't necessarily put my money on her, though. The dude's out of it. He's not going to feel any pain.
Right.
She could kick him in the balls and rip him off, and he won't even know.
Yep.
Says at first, she had no idea what
bleed
hit her.
Out before
she
he felt it.
It felt like it could have been a brick.
Dr. Costantino eventually came to.
It was probably had liquid in it.
Yeah.
Probably, you know, he peed in it and then threw it at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that's something gross that some of those people would do.
Yeah, that's true.
And look what they do on the streets.
Yeah.
After being knocked unconscious by the attack, but was confused and uncertain of her condition and feared the worst. She says she called the police, but no one came. However, that's not something she faults them for.
Oh, figure.
Yeah, she don't fault them for it, though. Why? Let's hear this one.
Game. However, that's not something she faults them for.
If we don't have police...
She doesn't fault them?
Yeah, let's find out
why. ...officers to come to the side of somebody who is under attack, then we're all on our own.
And the idea that this violent individual...
Should you be on your own? Shouldn't you be able to just walk home from luncheon with the ladies without fear that some random crazy dude's gonna throw a full water bottle, metal water bottle at your face?
Right.
What's she supposed to do? Walk around with a football helmet on? You know what I mean?
I bet you he's caught a ride from a friend down to Salem or Eugene or somewhere around there.
Or he's hiding under the bridge.
Yeah.
Is still walking around here is terrifying, and it should be terrifying to anybody and everybody who lives in the city of Portland. And then it's not just this guy. There's a billion of these guys running around right now.
Olsen says she hasn't felt safe in the city for some time, but especially not now, given her friend's condition.
No, I don't. I don't feel safe in Portland.
It's a shame.
It is a shame. Portland, and what's a real shame is that the people of Portland voted all this junk in.
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Y'all were suckered. It's time to admit you were suckered.
Yeah.
And let's fix it. How do we fix it? Quit letting them sucker you, for one.
Olsen says she was getting back from dinner with her friend, something she says anybody should be able to do on a Friday and feel safe.
Yeah. She wasn't traversing around Chinatown at 2 a.m. We should be able to enjoy our city. We should feel safe doing that.
Dr. Costantino credits the man she was with that night, who she described as 6'7" and strong, with saving her. As she says, when the suspect came back, her friend was ready to confront him.
And the guy ran away, but it was still sort of an attack happening. And had it not been for this person being with me, it would have, I think, been a lot worse.
She did not get medical treatment, even though she thinks she might have needed a look at her head. Instead, she says she went home. The event itself, a scary look for the city she calls that home.
I'm not so concerned with myself. I'm concerned with my friends. I'm concerned with my kids. I'm concerned with everybody walking around downtown. And I get angry thinking that this could happen to anybody I care about, or actually just anybody, even if I don't know them.
If I'd been that dude, I would have ran up and punched that guy in the face. Are you kidding me? I would have broke his nose.
I would have done worse than that.
Yeah, me too, but, you know, YouTube.
If you recognize the suspect, police ask you to contact them. Reporting live from Southwest Portland.
But will they show up? I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Just
will
saying.
Will they do anything?
That's the real question there.
Right.
So, just food for thought. Let's keep that noted. All right, here we go. This one is just crazy, dude. It's really short, okay? But when the Holy Hulk smash just happened, like, watch this. There's no sound. It's like CCTV.
Okay. Oh, wow.
What was that?
Wow.
Like, the whole street just...
Gas line.
That's what I was thinking. It was a gas line. Like, what? You know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
What kind of terrorist activity is going on here? You know what I'm saying? Like, what? So, that one was just crazy.
Terrorist activities, I have a question.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if a lot of people have asked this question, but I believe that it needs to be asked. We all know about the fire in Hawaii.
Mm-hmm.
It's in Maui. It's already killed over 50 people.
Mm-hmm.
The question I have is, who started and why?
Mm-hmm. There's some weird theories going around that it's like satellite lasers and this and that.
Right.
Well, probably going to blame it on aliens. Oh, just duly note. Okay, if everybody on every news channel is talking about aliens, what is so bad that they're trying to distract us with aliens, you guys?
Right. Well, I can tell you. And I brought it up earlier, and I got it right here in front of me. Give me one moment here. Representative Greg Stube has filed articles of impeachment against President Joe Biden, accusing him of high crimes and misdemeanors, and commenting that it's long past time to impeach him.
Mm-hmm. So they don't want you to be thinking about that.
Right.
They don't want you to be thinking about the whole Hunter thing, the whole, you know, Jeffrey Epstein.
Right. And Stube also said that
Himself.
He planned to file the articles the following day, quote, for bribery, for extortion, obstruction of justice, fraud, financial involvement in drugs, and prostitution, unquote. So,
it's quite an interesting story that list. They're
trying to, you know, distract us from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because this would be something rather significant. Because as you know, I don't know if you remember or not, Democrats a couple of years ago, while they still had control of the House and everything,
mm-hmm.
voted to take hanging off the list of punishments for treason.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Bring back the guillotine.
I think hanging is rather appropriate. People should see that people that commit treason against the United States will not be tolerated or allowed. And this is what happens when you do it.
Well, and we should make it public. In a sense, we're already in a state of war.
Mm-hmm. So. We should make it public. We should do pay-per-view on it.
Pay-per-view. That's
fine. I mean, that's how serious I think. So, but
back to the Maui thing. For one, I think it is important to talk about. However, I also think it may be another disastrous distraction.
Yeah.
Just like they did with the whole that submarine thing. And then come to find out, just afterwards, they were passing a bill saying that they can sell you fake meat.
Yeah.
Lab-grown meat was passed while we were all like, oh no, there's a submarine exploded. So what are they trying to do now? What are they trying to pass now while they're making us focus on the tragedy in Hawaii?
Yeah, for those that aren't familiar.
And that's not to downplay the tragedy.
For those that aren't familiar, magic is all about distraction. They want you to look at the left hand mm-hmm. while the right hand steals your wallet.
Yes, exactly.
And that's exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't always.
Or the right hand steals your children. You can't always
tell.
Just saying.
Which hand it goes into.
Exactly. So, just putting that out there. Simultaneously, speaking of that tragedy, there was a thing that my aunt showed me.
Mm-hmm.
This woman laying in the street in Maui.
Wow.
During the fire.
Yeah, you just tell me about this.
And no one stopped and helped her.
No.
And there was, like, comments on it saying stuff like, well, it could have been dangerous for them to stop and da-da-da.
It could have took 2 seconds.
You never leave a man behind.
No.
Or a woman or a child.
Right.
Or your dog. Or your cat.
We're Americans. We don't leave anyone behind.
I would have stopped.
Yeah, I would have stopped.
And just because she wasn't breathing, just because she didn't have a pulse, didn't mean that I was going to get her body out of it.
I would have thrown her in the vehicle and got her to safety and seemed
tried
like
to give her CPR, tried to get her somewhere where she could get medical help. And if she was dead,
at least her family
exactly. And even if her family was perished, she could have the proper burial in memory of the rest of the family.
Right.
So what does our society come to, you guys? Where we leave people on the side of the road during a citywide fire. Leave them in the danger zone.
Right.
In the war zone. As if that's not someone's loved one.
People are... there.
We know people in Hawaii. What if that had been our loved one?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
My loved one, and somebody did that there.
If that same thing happened in Florida, how many, you know what I'm saying? Or anywhere for that matter, like.
Well, you know, the last year's incident with my youngest and his face and all like that there. Was that 2 years ago? That was last year.
It was last year, yeah.
Last year. And, I got so upset at all the cars driving by, not a single person stopped.
Yeah.
Not until we pulled up, and then this car goes, oh, maybe I should turn around and see what's going on. Does he need help? Yeah.
So, on a happier note, speaking of such things, two people very close to me took a road trip not too long ago. They were over in the Rogue Valley.
Right.
They found a little boy. And this is a true story, y'all. So, the father is real. And if you listen, he'll tell you where to go.
Right.
So, they went to do the thing, you know, get the fruit or whatever that they were going over there for. And then they made a couple other stops. They stopped for lunch. They stopped at some other place where sometimes they have good deals on vegetables, which... they didn't this time, but, and they almost skipped that thing. I mean, like, if they had just gone and done what they did, came home, or even if they came home right after lunch, they wouldn't have been there. They had run into some guy on a motorcycle when they were at the gas station, and he kind of helped them out because they ended up in a self-serve lane. Because apparently we're trying to do that in Oregon now. Take away even more jobs. So they ended up in a self-serve lane, and the guy helped them. And then they go through their other little stops and whatnot. And they're headed down the highway, getting ready to come home. And my cuz, she looks over, and she's like, there's a kid. Right on the side of the road. And I mean a little kid. Three, maybe 4 years old. A little toddler. Right on the side of the road. And so she slows down, and they kind of pull into this other parking lot to turn around. That same motorcycle guy had seen the kid too and pulled in. He's on a motorcycle. He asked if they were going to go back, and they were, he was like, did you guys see that kid? And they were like, you know, are you going to go back and help? And they were like, yeah, we were going to go back for him. And it was probably a good thing. Because it was two women in a car. The younger one got out and stayed with the boy. Well, they pulled up, they asked him, and he had kind of... because when they went by, she honked. And I think it made him back away from the road. So when they pulled up, he was kind of there on the corner, but he was more on the... side road there again. So she pulls up, and they asked him, you know, what he was doing and that sort of thing. And he's like, well, I'm looking for Mama. Mama went to work, and I want to find Mama. So the younger of the two, she stayed with him and talked to him and kind of helped him work his way back up the road. The driver went on and... tried to find somewhere where it looked like somebody was home. She found one yard where, like, you know, a sprinkler was going and something else. She's like, somebody's got to be home here somewhere and know where this little boy came from. So she went and she knocked on, I don't think she knocked on the RV door, but she went up to the door of the house.
Right.
And knock, 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 knock. And this guy kind of answered the door. She's like, "Do you have or know anyone on this street that has a little boy?"
Mm.
And the guy's reaction was instant panic.
Right.
And he starts yelling the little boy's name, freaking out. And she's like, "Well, we found him down by the highway."
Oh, wow.
He was the father. Mm. And he broke down. And then just as this was all happening,
right,
here comes little boy. Right. And he tried to kind of hide a little bit, like, "Oh, no, I'm in trouble."
Right.
You know, but he was like, "Buddy, what are you doing? Like, you know, mama's at work," and da-da-da-da-da. So it was a whole just, I mean, and the guy was like, "God bless you, God bless you, God bless you." Just,
right.
He was, everybody just started crying, and the uncle was there. And granted, I will put this out there, both men had probably been drinking beer. So don't be drinking beer when you're supposed to be watching your kids.
Right.
Okay. If you can't.
Be a responsible adult to raise responsibility.
Keep the door locked, something. You know what I mean? If you don't have a chain lock, get one. But the series of events that happened, if they had not happened in that timing that they did,
right,
they wouldn't have been there to save him.
No, they wouldn't
have. He could have gotten hit. Mm. He could have gotten kidnapped.
Yeah.
And any number of things could have happened to him.
Mm-hmm.
But they were there.
At the right time.
Thank the Father that they were there.
Right.
Because even if that guy on the motorcycle had been able to go back, like,
right,
where was he going to put the kid on a motorcycle?
Yeah. I know.
You know? And it probably would have looked more suspicious to people.
Yeah.
For a guy like him.
Yeah.
To have a kid on a motorcycle rather than it being two very innocent Christian women.
Right.
You know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
Hope is out there, you guys. Just keep hoping.
We do have compassion. We do have hope.
And yes, we are also angry. You know, so don't take me the wrong way earlier when I said that, you know, I was talking about people's angry reactions. It's right. The echo chamber anger that makes me so irritated.
Definitely.
But we have to have a little bit of anger in the right places.
In the right places.
To be able to obtain the hope that we need and enough of it to push back.
Yeah.
And that starts with knowing all the odd news that's going on, especially in your local area, and supporting stuff that you actually believe in.
Right.
And stop putting your views and your money into
stop
places and people that don't care about you, that don't care about your well-being or the general well-being of your country or your community.
If I was in a small town, and the mayor of that small town kept allowing for corruption and everything else, I'd vote the mayor out.
Mm-hmm.
If a whole bunch of us voted the mayor out, that would correct the issue, hopefully, saying,
unless
hey,
it was
that.
Rigged or something.
Unless it was rigged or something.
But when it, if it's rigged,
we wouldn't tolerate it.
What do you do? You go out and start petitions? And when your petitions prove that the vote was wrong?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's time to fix it.
Yeah.
So,
with that, I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Thank you all, you uncommoners. I see you on out there. You're watching right now. I see you peeking at us.
Okay. Real quick, though.
Real
this
quick.
Little
One
thing,
last
here,
thing here. Real quick.
The eagle and the crow. It's a little motivation thing. And since we're talking about all this stuff, let's go ahead and play it real quick. All
right.
Did you know that the only bird in the world that dares to attack an eagle is the crow? It perches on the eagle's back and pecks at its neck. However, the eagle doesn't respond, fight, waste time, or expend any energy on it. Instead, the eagle opens its wings and starts to soar as high as possible. The higher the eagle flies, the harder it becomes for the crow to breathe. Eventually, the crow falls due to lack of oxygen. In light of this, here's some advice. Let's stop wasting time with crows. Let's continue our flight to the heights, and the crows will fall by themselves. We will keep on flying. Did you know that the only...
Just had to play that real quick. Because we are eagles, you
guys.
We
are eagles.
Every one of us with a real heart and raw talent. And you have more talent than you think you do.
And heart. Don't forget that. You have a lot of heart.
And don't let them take that from you. No. Your heart, your soul, your raw talent. Don't let them take that.
Definitely
don't
not.
Let them warp that.
No.
That's why I never became an artist. Like, I saw where it was going, and I was like, no, nobody needs me or wants me in the way that they should. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when America's hungry for a real art, then I'll be back. Well, here we are.
Well,
and I'm starting to draw and paint again.
Wow.
And you know what? I'm still pretty good. I'll say, tell you that. All right, you guys. So don't let the crows get you down. Keep flying.
Don't believe the nonsense.
And stay on comment. And find the sign out button.